Your Press TV News in brief, Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah bin Abdullah Aziz has died at the age of 90. He spent several weeks in a hospital with a lung infection prior to his death. His 79-year-old brother, Salman, has now officially become the new ruler, and Salman's youngest half-brother, Prince Mughrim, will be his crown prince. U.S. oil has surged after the death of King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia. U.S. benchmark West Texas Intermediate for March delivery soared as much as 3.1% in New York. In early morning Asian trade, the U.S. benchmark was up more than $1, standing at $47.34 a barrel. Iranian diplomats are set to meet with U.S. negotiators in Switzerland for further talks on Tehran's nuclear energy program on Friday. Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi will head the Iranian delegation at the two-day negotiations in Zurich. In Greece, thousands of supporters of the opposition party Syriza have participated in its final campaign rally in Athens. According to a new poll, the Syriza has widened its lead over the ruling conservative New Democracy Party. The demonstrators said they are determined to oust the current government in favor of the anti-austerity Syriza. Ukrainian officials have acknowledged that they surrendered control of the Donetsk airport's main terminal to pro-Russian militias. Though the airport was destroyed months ago, it has retained high symbolic value in the ongoing clashes. It's the largest in the contested territory of the southeastern Ukraine. Officials from the United States and Cuba have failed to set a date for reopening their embassies, but agreed to meet again on the issue. The Americans noted that the two sides must overcome more than 50 years of mistrust to normalize trade and travel. In Haiti, thousands of opposition protesters have marched in the streets of Port-au-Prince, calling for President Michel Martelly to step down. A new cabinet and other government leaders were sworn in on Monday, but opposition leaders accused Martelly of failing to form a consensus government. Syrian Defense Minister Fayyad Jassim al-Frej says the army is more determined than ever to confront terrorism. Frej hailed the Syrian armed forces for their huge efforts and sacrifices in the fight against terrorism. He also conveyed the greetings of President Bashar al-Assad to the army.